Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Monday, April 27th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. A Natrona County judge has granted a temporary restraining order on the state's 6-week abortion ban. This means that abortion is legal once again in the state. That restraining order is in place as litigation continues on the Human Heartbeat Act. It became law in March and outlawed abortion when a heartbeat could be detected. Abortion rights supporters sued the state, but the state has argued that it has a compelling interest to protect the life of, quote, unborn children. Wyoming can now regulate uranium and radioactive byproducts. That's since Governor Mark Gordon signed an agreement between the state and the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which previously had regulated byproducts. Wyoming Public Media's Camila Kadelska has more.
The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality Director Todd Parfit says this is a big win.
The real outcome is that we'll be issuing permits or licenses faster and at less cost because we're here and less regulated at the local level.
Some energy experts agree, saying the federal permitting process is often a bottleneck for project development. Wyoming already has control over several Environmental Protection Agency regulatory programs. Gordon says the track record shows the state can maintain the same level of oversight as the feds. The first project to feel the impact will be Rare Element Resources' Bear Lodge project. It plans to mine for rare earth elements near Sundance. Its license will now be under the WDEQ rather than under the feds. The proposed operations are still under review. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kadelska.
There are already thousands of data centers across the U.S. Wyoming has more than 30, and more are on the way, with most of them moving into rural areas. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
The surging demand for computing power is being driven by AI and cloud storage. A new report from the Pew Research Center found there are around 1,500 new data centers in the pipeline. Researcher Aaron Smith says until now, most of them were built in urban areas, but
a pretty sizable share of those new data centers are being built in places that don't currently have a lot of them.
And that shift is coming to our region. But some communities, like Reno, Denver, and Phoenix, are pushing back. Residents are concerned about how much water and energy these facilities use. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
2,398 people died in vehicle crashes in Mountain West states during the first 9 months of last year. A large percentage of those deaths involved alcohol, as Jenny Kinsey reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that fatalities are slightly down nationally and across our region, but alcohol remains a pervasive factor. In Arizona, Colorado, and Nevada, about 30% of vehicle deaths involved alcohol. Other states in the region were lower, including New Mexico. Rebecca Neudecker is with the state's Office of Alcohol Misuse Prevention. She says more than one drink of alcohol puts most people beyond the legal limit for driving safely.
Generally, that's 5 ounces of wine is a standard drink. 1.5 ounces of hard alcohol, like, rum, gin, that kind of thing, and 12 ounces of 5% beer.
Idaho and Utah had the lowest percentage of alcohol-related vehicle deaths at just over 20%. Wyoming came in at 25%. I'm Jenny Kinsey in Albuquerque with the Mountain West News Bureau.
In the first 9 months of 2025, Wyoming had 97 fatalities, a 26% increase from the same period in 2024. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a look at what happened this week in Wyoming history.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from history from around the state. According to the Wyoming Historical Society, on April 26, 1907, it was reported that the single women of Thermopolis were demanding a tax on the single men there. The first Wyoming Arbor Day was held on April 27, 1888. Now it's observed every year on the last Monday of April. On April 29, 1960, Fort Laramie was designated as a National Historic Site. On May 1, 1909, volunteer fire companies were replaced by a paid fire department in Cheyenne. On May 2, 1868, Laramie townspeople formed an ad hoc city government. The officials began resigning 3 weeks later because governing the people was so difficult. On May 2, 1888, Charles Dickens Jr. lectured in Cheyenne. And according to the University of Wyoming American Heritage Center, on May 2, 1912, the trustees accepted President Charles O. Merica's resignation. Three interested people were already in Laramie to meet with them, including University of Montana President Clyde A. Dunaway, who was named the new president later that day. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What was the first bank in Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for Friday's trivia question, what is the oldest airport in Wyoming? Cheyenne Regional Airport was established in 1920. Sure, there were a lot of planes landing all over the state before that, but those usually happened on farmers' fields or other flat surfaces. Cheyenne's initially served as an airmail stop, but passenger flights soon followed. Congratulations to Michelle Allen, who was the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy your day and tune in again tomorrow.